This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive studio, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women, as well as to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to all of those roughnecks working in the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Americans working in the oil industry all over the world. By the way, oil dropped down to $20.09 a barrel. That's where it's starting up the day today. And don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
Now, the situation right now with the coronavirus is, we know that over a million people thereabouts have been tested, more being tested as we speak. This is more than any other country so far in the world. And for some reason, the Democratic governors are still continuing to spar with the president over testing. They want more. They're not satisfied with what they got. But yet we're getting a really good idea what's going on with this this COVID-19, aren't we?
I think there's a couple of questions that I wouldn't necessarily have, because is everybody using the same source and the same test?
I don't know.
The reason I ask is because are we testing for COVID-19 or are we testing for coronavirus? Because there's two distinct things there.
That's right.
And we're getting terribly, terribly confused. It's kind of like anything coronavirus is like, you know, doomsday. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the case. All kinds of people can have some kind of mild condition of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a COVID-19 that we're dealing with here. So I would be asking, you know, where are these tests coming from? Mm-hmm. Do they all have the same sensitivities? And I don't know if they have the same, you know, makeup, the same architecture to this test or what, that there could be some kind of a model, and from the model, or modeling as they're now calling it, there can be a prediction. So I'm really quite curious. I know that for a fact that we're getting these tests from several different sources. But is it the same ultimate manufacturer, and then there's a distributor? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Now, unfortunately, we lost our first service member, died of the coronavirus. It was a National Guardsman, unidentified, from New Jersey. He apparently was hospitalized when he came down gravely ill on the 21st of March, and he died yesterday. Thoughts and condolences go out to his unit, his family, and all of the above. But holy smokes, this is starting to get a little bit intense, right?
Well, I don't know how much more intense it can get. I mean, we shut down pretty much the entire country.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much more intense it can get.
No, I don't either. And, of course, here in our backyard, we had a pastor, Rodney Howard Brown, from the River Church in Brandon, decided to hold two church services on Sunday. Somewhere around 500 people or thereabouts attended the services, and there was not a order in place, but there was an advisory in place not to hold public meetings and whatnot, and he got himself arrested at his home yesterday in Hernando County.
Was it Hernando? Because I thought it was a Hillsborough sheriff.
It was a Hillsborough sheriff, but he was arrested where he lived in Hernando County.
Yeah,
and at about an hour later, he was released on his own recognizance.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It's a $500 fine and 60 days in jail. That's the maximum that he could get for doing this.
Well, we'll see where this one necessarily leads us because, you know, I heard a snippet of the sheriff speaking that, you know, he was referring to the president, he was referring to the governor, he was referring to the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a play on words here, whether it was an order, whether it was guidance. Whether it was, you know, how this thing really read,
mm-hmm.
that this cat was necessarily in violation of something.
Yeah. Now, Johnson & Johnson, to put out some good news there, is going to start human testing of a vaccine no later than September, and they said there's a possibility they could start it as soon as August if everything works right and the FDA goes along with it.
Well, I mean, that sounds good, but, you know, that's going to take a year from that date. So we appear to have somewhere around 40 distinct companies here in the United States
right.
that are working on vaccines now, including the Fort Detrick Bioweapons Lab.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they have some experience because of anthrax and Ebola.
And that is in Maryland, and you hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more. By the way, Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia are going to be the next hot spot, they're telling us. We'll see. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, that's my buddy Mike Gallagher, who hangs out about, 30 feet away from where I'm at here a little bit later, and many of you people will hear him across the country. He'll be talking about tomorrow's news tonight because we're giving him all the news that he can talk about here. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, if you want to find out more about them, you can go to my Facebook pages and you will see the picture of the USCCA logo there. And on those pages, on one of them, I've got the free gun a day giveaway, the official Captain's America Third Watch.com. And on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, I've got the one with the $25,000, cash giveaway in September, right after September. So you can sign up for either one of those, whichever one trips your trigger, and good luck with that, because once you do that, you'll be registered to go. And if you want to become a member of the USCCA, you can do that too. And if you do that, depending on what level of membership you join, because there's three different levels, you will get $474 worth of free stuff. So, that's the USCCA logo link over there on my Facebook pages, the official Captain's America Third Watch, and the other one is called the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. So, there you go. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
And you're having a wonderful day there up on top of the mountaintop, right?
Well, I mean, we started today.
It's dark out there, isn't it?
Pretty dark.
Yeah. By the way, it's been very quiet here at the airport. The flights have been cut way back. I mean, I usually, you know, the airplanes are flying day and night until about 9 or 10 o'clock, and then they slow down a little bit. Well, last night, after about 6:30, 7 o'clock, it was like I didn't hear anything. So they've cut the flights way back. Now, the Pentagon, according to Bloomberg News, the Pentagon's logistics agency has modified an existing contract and is going to spend $84.4 $1 billion to buy 8,000 ventilators from four different vendors with delivery of an initial 1,400 by early May. Now, the four vendors are Raytheon, Ford, GM, and Tesla. And apparently, this is a slow and tedious process, isn't it?
I don't know what the procedures are in order to build them. I know that there's a couple of doctors out there that have actually made one almost out of spare parts, and they've tested it themselves, and it looks like it's quite effective. And ventilators, I mean, we obviously need them because with COVID-19, the lungs fill up with such fluid that you're, such mucus that you essentially are drowning.
Right.
And I think the normal, I hope I don't get this wrong because I had a nurse friend call me last night. On a ventilator, when people are that sick, the setting is generally around 4 or 5. And in some cases, it's so bad that they've gone up to like 25 on the settings. Didn't even know it could go up that high if it was around 4 or 5.
I didn't either.
But here's the thing. You have to be certified in order to set up the machine, test the machine and manage the machine.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 155,000 people across the United States that are qualified and certified to do that. So we're going to inject all these ventilators into the system, but then we got to go get a whole bunch of people that are certified, to operate them. I don't think you can have just one at each medical facility.
Mm-hmm.
So, having these, I'm delighted that all these companies are jumping in. I mean, we got people that are jumping in from big corporations to small business to even individuals when it comes to the PPEs and the masks and the gloves and the ventilators and so forth and so on. That's just fabulous. I mean, I'm so happy about it. But there are certain standards that have to be met when you come across with these shields and these masks and these PPEs. You have to meet a certain standard. Otherwise, it's not approved. The bigger piece is the mask that can be reused. In other words, that you can, steam them with some kind of disinfectant and you reuse them instead of having to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
So we're learning an awful lot of things about the medical field we never thought we would necessarily learn through all of this. And with the learning, then we obviously have some questions because we're still learning here. But I would argue when the media goes after Trump, especially CNN and MSNBC, to say, you weren't prepared for all of this, there's not a country across the world that has been prepared for this.
No,
we're finding that out.
Right.
And we're also finding out that the United States had an awful lot of things in stockpile.
Yep.
And we've gone through inventories, we're sending them out, and we're even sending a whole bunch of stuff to other countries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're learning a lot here. It's nice.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is in California, which has been hit real hard by the coronavirus, right? The Marine Corps has said that they are going to temporarily stop boot camp. Camp Pendleton.
Yeah, and then you got law schools that those that have finished law school and they got to go take their test.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a big thing about suspending those tests. So, you got a law student that's essentially graduated, but you have to be licensed to be a lawyer. And I was watching a couple of my lawyer friends having a very discussion on Facebook last night. One said, well, I don't think you necessarily need to pass the bar. Mm-hmm. I said, well, wait a minute. I think I want my lawyer to have a bar exam and to have a license. So,
By the way, Eric is saying that you bring up an interesting point, that people have to be trained by certified instructors in the use of the personal protection equipment and respiratory therapy, and technicians must be certified by the cognitive authority, and they must be certified and licensed.
You know, to have all of these, we're building all these mobile hospitals. I mean, you got Samaritan's Purse that is doing work that I think is completely underrated. They've done Herculean work across the world.
Yeah, and they're more in one place. They're over in Jonesboro, Arkansas, too, after the tornadoes
the other night.
So,
the question then becomes, great, we have all these extra beds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of a sudden we've got all these extra beds.
Mm-hmm.
So where are all the medical staff? Where are we going to get? Well, what are we doing? We're calling on medical students.
Yep.
Say, just put your education on hold.
Yep.
Come help us. They're not certified, but they can certainly be like clerks or technicians.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have the personnel.
They sent out 800,000 emails and letters to retired military people that had been in medical, and they've got 9,000 responses back.
I'm sitting here looking at a report that says the Department of Homeland Security has moved its National Operations Center off-site after a staff member tested positive for COVID-19.
Yep. By the way, here's our favorite person wanting to ask a question. Good morning, Bagam and Bob.
Yes, sir. Denise, Captain. Just wondered, can the local districts or local jurisdictions restrict people from coming from other districts or other places, because there's going to be a lot of people wanting to get out of the big cities and maybe going into other...
When you talk about local, you talking about like the city of Tampa or something like that?
Well, maybe...
Or the state. Or the state.
The state, too, but any of that.
Okay, all right.
Can they arrest you and all like that? All right, that's it.
All right, thank you. Well, the states can certainly put up checkpoints like they've done up on 95 and over on I-10 and find out who it is that's coming in and get the license plate number and hand them a big piece of paper and say you must self-quarantine for 14 days when you get to where you're going, right?
Yeah, but how do you enforce it?
That's right. That's right. You're right. They can do that, but you're right. How do they enforce it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, several states have said, hey, if you're from New York or New Orleans or, you know, wherever, you're not coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we get it, but enforcing these kinds of things is... It's more of a deterrent putting out those declarations than anything.
Yeah, and I told you yesterday I saw him stop a tour bus, New York, Miami tour bus. But anyway, hold that idea. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, and there'll be a lot more to talk about, I'm sure. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, read her great articles, and you'll find out what she's talking about before anybody else does. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump, speaking in the Rose Garden at the White House daily coronavirus briefing, asked by a reporter if the guidelines will change as coronavirus spikes in some states. The president's answer?
The guidelines will be very much as they are, maybe even toughened up a little bit. but they're having a big impact. They're having a tremendous impact, and we're starting to see it.
President Trump also asked where thousands of ventilators are being sent from the national stockpile.
We've been sending a lot to Michigan and various other states. We'll probably send some additional ones to Michigan. New York's been doing very well, but we can add some more to New York. We're adding them to the areas that are having a problem. Even Alabama all of a sudden flared up a little bit, as you saw over the last couple of days, and we'll send them down to Alabama. So we have 10,000. We kept them for this very specific purpose.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our second military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online, naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more about them. But right now, we're going to let them tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, folks, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight out to college from high school, that more have chosen to go the technical school or vocational school route to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay them as much money as they are being led to believe, because what they're not telling you when you get your certification for a welder or a machinist or a electrician or a plumber or a carpenter or a heavy equipment operator or even a truck driver, that a lot of those jobs are going to be union. And you're going to start out as an apprentice for as long as a year in some cases. And you're going to start out at 80% of whatever the salary is.
which is the general case whether it's union or non-union around the country these days. Now, that being said, how would you like to start out with a 40-hour-a-week job paying you about $60,000 a year to start with the possibility to make a lot more money than that, simply because of your training? Now, the training would come in the form of becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Now, that doesn't mean you climb up on airplanes, you climb in the engine, you work on the engine, you do this, you do that. You learn all sorts of different things. Some people are specialists in computers. Some people are specialists in electronics. Some people are specialists in hydraulics. Some people are specialists in just general maintenance, which includes the aircraft repair and the engine work and all that. It just all depends on what you want to take, and you'll get certified in many different areas, and then you go with whatever it is that you do the best. But to do that, you need to contact the National Aviation Academy at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have campuses in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and another one in Clearwater, Florida, on the west side of the Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa there in Clearwater. They're west of me across the bay. Now, National Aviation Academy will start up their classes again, probably, and by the way, if you check the website, it'll tell you exactly, but they were planning on starting them up here as soon as next week, but I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that they'll put them off a little bit longer until roughly the 1st of May after the directive from the president works its way out. By the way, we did hear that schools were only going to be out till the end of the month and then starting up again next month, so we'll see how that all works out. But National Aviation Academy is a great way to give you a tremendous career path with lots and lots and lots of work. You will be in demand as an aviation maintenance tech. So check them out online by going to the website naa.edu or give them a call at 800-569-2080. That's 800, I'm sorry, I gave the wrong number. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty. Well, the big news when it comes to the Army is the U.S. Army has shored up a congressionally mandated funding cut to its fiscal 2020 future attack reconnaissance aircraft development budget that would have affected its prototyping effort. They've been able to shore it up, get the money that they need to develop the attack recon aircraft that they're looking to get. Also, one of the three Army field hospitals ordered to help with the coronavirus pandemic was dispatched this week from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, home of the 101st Airborne, bound for Lower Manhattan. And soldiers deployed to Poland are continuing their expert infantry badge train-up despite the coronavirus concerns, because it's considered mission essential. So they're continuing to train there in Poland. And new incentive pay has been approved. The Army approved a special incentive pay for new soldiers reporting to Fort Wainwright, Fort Greely, and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Alaska. That tops out at $2,000 for single soldiers and $4,000 for those with families. So that's a good thing, more money for the soldiers there in Alaska. Now, as the COVID-19 cases continue to surge throughout the United States, the Defense Department has sent in the Army Corps of Engineers to help cities and states increase their hospital bed capacity and anticipation of a time when medical centers will be overwhelmed by critical patients. Now, this is all speculation done on the worst-case scenario. We don't know, none of us, not even the experts, how accurate they're going to be, how bad this is going to be. But they are preparing for the worst-case scenario. And we'll see how this all plays out. By the way, starting tonight at 8 p.m., unaccompanied youth under the age of 18 will no longer be allowed in public places at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Officials announced that on the Facebook page that they have for Fort Belvoir. And Bernie Adkins, who is known by many people as a Medal of Honor recipient, has been hospitalized due to the COVID-19. Now, this was announced by the Bernie Adkins Foundation, and thoughts and prayers go with him. He's a Medal of Honor winner. By the way, the U.S. Navy's first stealth destroyer, the Zumwalt, is on track to have its combat system installation completed and delivered within days. This will, after 4 years of commissioning, this will be, make it become a fully working stealth destroyer. And boy, I guess that can't come soon enough. By the way, the USNS Mercy is up and functional in Los Angeles. The USNS Comfort is up and functional in New York City. The two hospital ships that the Navy operates are both on scene right now in their locations where they're supposed to be. And President Trump and Defense Secretary Mark Esper were in attendance to bid bon voyage to the USNS Comfort as it headed off to New York City. And, of course, that's a big deal for the ship. They were there the last time during the attacks of September 11th. I remember when they came to town in anticipation of all the injuries and whatnot they thought they were going to have, and they didn't have them because more people died than they thought. And a recruit at the Navy's Illinois boot camp for enlisted sailors has tested positive to COVID-19. And again, the Navy is considering whether or not they're going to stop their basic training operations or boot camp. We'll find out soon enough, won't we? Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch, top of the hour, coming up here in about 15 minutes, but we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Going to talk a lot of financial stuff with him, starting with the small business loans. Going to be available on Friday.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Hughes, on America.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. And there she is, Donna Fiducia, listening to us up there with her hubby, Don, in Carrollton, Georgia. They're listening to us on AM 1330. WLBB, a big hooah out there to the guys and gals at Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road a little bit, and we appreciate them very much. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Mixon's Roadside Cafe. Now, they are still open. They are open for drive-up. They've got a deli window right on the outside of the building there. And you can call ahead, place an order at 941-748-5829. They'll have the order ready for you when you get there. Or you can come up to the window, the deli window, and you can order whatever. And they've got a picnic table, a couple picnic tables out there. You can sit down and enjoy your meal, keep your social distancing and all that sort of stuff. And by the way, they are open now from 9 to 3, from Monday through, Monday through Friday. They're not open Saturdays. So if you want to stop and grab one of those great sandwiches they've got at lunchtime, there you go. Have at it. Hopefully in May they'll resume what they're doing again. And by the way, the event that we were going to have on Tax Day has been canceled because of the regulations and whatnot out there. So we're going to look to try to do it next month when everybody supposedly comes back after May the 1st. We'll see how that works out. But Mixon's Roadside Cafe from 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, 941-748-5829. Tell them the captain sent you and order some of those great sandwiches and sit down and have them there or else, or
take yourself a little walk and take them with you to wherever you're working at. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello there, sir.
Good morning.
Friday. Steve Mnuchin says the small business loans will be available.
We'll see. I mean, I saw that you've been working with this, with trying to figure out exactly how the paperwork is going to go about working when it comes to this. They're not there yet. I've been checking back in regards to applications and how they're trying to do this. Obviously, you've got to talk about they have to streamline this as best as they possibly can with paperwork and everything that goes along with it, because they just don't have enough people to manage all of it.
Right.
So I think a lot of it has to go to being computerized. Usually it's to go ahead and get an SBA loan is something that's it's tedious without a doubt. I don't know if they're going to be able to handle it the same way. It's just too much. So see, a lot of the lenders out there are looking obviously to streamline it and make this as easy as possible. You'd be checking back with the SBA and the SBA's website if you're going to be going out and taking advantage of it.
Now, we got some real serious news yesterday from the feds that the U.S. may face 32% unemployment.
Yeah, they always. I tell you, listeners, to try to avoid stories, and there's kind of everybody out there that says might, could,
want to be sort of, perhaps,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of news stories written like that, and they always give the worst case scenario. It's like, write a story like, could get hit by a major asteroid within the next year and we're all dead. So there's a lot of things out there, but it's something to think about, without a doubt, when, you've got these shutdowns that are in place. There has to be, a point in time when you're going to have to start reopening things. Like Donald Trump said, he's got the social distancing up until
May 1st.
But here in my state, New York, they still haven't said that that they were going to continue the school closures past April 15th, so we don't know. If things happen and get better here, they may start letting healthy people go back to work and to school little by little. They're going to have to at some point in time. There's only, so much we can do. There's only so much money that we can hand out there. They're going to already see a massive amount of businesses that won't reopen. But there's going to be businesses within your neighborhood, people that they're not going to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but it's true, and it's going to be a fallout from this.
Yep, and here's the other thing. The FBI, and this, we're going to change subjects because this is something that I know is near and dear to your heart, and I could never figure it out because I think these people have got a way of weaseling out of this. But the FBI has reached out to Senator Burr, North Carolina Senator Burr, chairman of the Intel Committee, over the stock sales tied to the virus. Now, they're trying to find out where he got the info. Was it insider trading, this, that, and the other? He's saying that it's not. He's saying that he got it from the public sources.
Listen, I think that they all should be investigated. There was a bunch of them that were, made some trades that were a little bit peculiar. But listen, these politicians, they find a million ways past Sunday to skirt the system and make money with the information that they have. I mean, Peter Schweitzer did an entire book on this, talking about what they're capable of doing, and it's not right. It really isn't. It's the same way that you get guys that go on to CNBC and try to scare people or push the market a certain direction based upon the positions that they have in their portfolios. It's bad, and it's not just with stock trades. They do it. Mm-hmm. Politicians do it with real estate deals and a myriad of different things, and it's wrong. I mean, to be honest, I mean, if you should get old, you should be elected official, your money should be in a blind trust.
Now, you're up,
what's going on?
You're up there close to New York City. New York City tenants could now pay their rent with security deposit under a brand new plan from the mayor's office in New York City.
We'll see if that goes through. They're going to say they're going to use a security deposit to pay for a month. That would handle a month.
You would think.
Use a security deposit a month or a month and a half.
Yep.
That would be helpful for certain people out there. I don't see the problem with that rather than having people getting thrown out. Landlords are going to have to start cutting deals. It's, everybody's going to have to throw in with this. It is what it is. Everybody's revenues, well, unless you're, you know, a certain type of food store, whatever it may be, most companies out there, their revenues have taken a hit. And everybody's going to have to kind of sacrifice to some degree. It was interesting yesterday, you had one of the mall operators, Talbin, said everybody's going to have to still pay the rent even though we're closed. Well, we'll see how long that lasts. Many of these places are going to say, you know what, take a hike. I'm not going to pay it. I don't have it. We've already seen major corporations out there, even Nike, renegotiating its lease deals for the rest of the year, you know, saying, hey, we're going to pay we're not going to pay next month, and then the rest of the year after that, we're going to pay a portion of sales because they expect the business to be down. So, yeah, everybody's going to have to kind of throw in here and take their lumps to some degree.
Now, Macy's, Kohl's, and The Gap are laying off over 100,000 workers, and they're doing that because they're not open, period. So they're not keeping them around. They're just laying them off. Well, they'll probably bring some back. But still, that's a big hit on the economy too, right?
Macy's, yeah, for a load of their employees. Macy's was very, very weak going into this crisis. I don't know how they're going to make it on the other side. And that's the thing that happens during any sort of crisis or recession, even though this one came out of, you know, it wasn't a fundamental problem with the economy. But you know, you have this thing happen. What you're going to have is companies that were weak going in are really going to have a difficult time making it out on the other side. And that's a lot of retailers out there are going to have a real difficult time opening up. Any company that has way too much debt out there that's not able to handle it, it's going to have a real difficult time opening up. And Macy's is one of those companies that was really weak going into this.
What do you think of the federal workers suing the United States government to seek the coronavirus hazardous pay? They want more money for having to deal with, and in particular, this is the postal workers that are doing this.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you're maybe working in one of the centers there. I mean, there's things you can do and there's steps that you can take to mitigate the risk out there. I mean, there is. I mean, police officers, they get hazard pay every single day. I mean, their job is hazardous, always hazardous. It's always
fire
hazardous.
Department, too.
I mean, yeah.
And we don't get paid a dime extra for it. They just get whatever the salary is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just being ridiculous now.
Well, it comes to the military. I think that's where they're getting it from.
Yeah.
Oh, also, by the way, you know, the new Obama climate effort, when they had the new mileage standards, they had to get 40 miles a gallon by such and such and all that on the cars. Remember all that?
Yes.
Well, President Trump axed all of that. Now we've got the Trump mileage standards, which are a lot less, which makes more sense because I couldn't understand how they could have all the cars getting 40 or 50 miles to the gallon by a certain amount of time and get rid of diesel engines, which is what it takes to power a truck.
Oh, it's going to be, I can see what the dates are, but that's great. I made this announcement with the new standards on
you. All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We appreciate him very much. And we'll be right back with Ron Edwards coming up right after the top of the hour news here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's another COVID-19 kind of day. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.